Father, we're thankful that many of us that visit here today for the assembly here in Jackson, Michigan, and for the honor that has been sustained these many years to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of us, Father, in the buried generations can reflect on years that have slipped away, and we can see even the impact upon our formative years in the faith by those that have gone before. Names have been mentioned today of men that were found to be faithful men. Remember Paul's exhortation to Timothy, the same commit thou to faithful men. And there are those, Father, that have done this. Some we know, as we mentioned, are gone. Others that still remain in their senior and their aged years. And the commitment was made on their part. And others were given the task and the responsibility to continue. And to this day thou sustained in thy grace the assembly here. And even now succeeding generations are knowing the benefit of it and the impact upon them and their youth and their formative years. And we would pray that this will continue notably, as we have said, until the Lord Jesus comes. Father, our brothers reminded us of how it may be from heaven's perspective. There are these lights in the midst of darkness. Whether they are the great metropolis cities or smaller communities, the whole is in darkness, but there is light in the house of God. And we're acknowledging thy goodness here today. We may not face the extremity, of course, and we don't, of what future times will unfold even after the coming of the Lord Jesus. But we think of the words that the Spirit of God says to the people of the tribulation that are thine, herein is the patience and the faith of the saints. Father, we're thankful that there is the endurance and the commitment to thy word, of thy people, even in an environment as this. The assembly here is surrounded by church systems, and yet faithfulness to the pattern that places the Lord Jesus in the midst, gives him place in the midst, has been kept, and his name has been honored. So this day is a cause for reflection, for thanksgiving, and even fresh praise to God. Great is thy faithfulness. And we give thanks for what this has been to the many over the years, to this day, and for what yet will come if the Savior has not returned. And we ask thy blessing then on this occasion together, and a joy together, and an honor to the Savior alone in his worthy name. Amen.